Can you imagine a place where being a heroin addict is not a stigma, where you're surrounded by supportive former addicts and counselors and abundant care, where insurance is available, and even voices on the radio are reaching out to you as well?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Triple R. This is Recovery Radio Raw on CVU Radio 95.9, 106.9 FM and AM 960. And we are a 12-step recovery talk show.
Welcome to Delray Beach, Florida, the so-called drug recovery capital of the United States. An oasis of sobriety, it was called by the New York Times back in 2007. A town full of helping hands and halfway houses. 2007 is when then-addict Franklin Holmes came to Delray, eventually starting his own Rehab Intervention Foundation. But there is a dark side to Delray Beach. In the last 9 years, a trading in addicts and insurance clients and even urine to funnel money into unscrupulous rehab programs has grown up that takes people in, sobers them up, and then after they're back on the street, gets them high and starts the cycle all over again. It's worth millions of dollars. There have been allegations of sexual abuse, victimization of hundreds, if not thousands, of heroin addicts who have simply sought help in the town. Franklin Holmes watched it all happen.
I first came to Delray Beach in 2007, and I thought I was ready to quit using at the time, and I wasn't. I came back 2012, and I actually was ready, and I was done. And at that time, I didn't have any insurance, and my family didn't have money to send me to treatment. I called over 40 treatment centers down in South Florida alone. And once I told them I didn't have money or insurance, you know, they'd give me a 1-800 number, you know, kind of just try to push me off the phone. Well, when I got down here, I was really desperate to stay sober, and I did what I needed to do. I met up with good people, started getting into 12-step programs. When I hit about a year sober, I started noticing, you know, I started wanting to get involved in helping others and working in the field. And I started noticing, you know, these marketers that were like sitting outside of Starbucks or Spot Coffee. You would see a kid come by with a backpack and, you know, they'd be frustrated. And, you know, you just talk to them, ask how they're doing. And all of a sudden three kids would run up and be like, "Oh man, where'd you get kicked out of? What do you want? Do you need more? You know, what kind of insurance do you got?" And it's like, you know, not "how are you doing? How are you okay?" And I started seeing that. And then I started hearing how much money was being made off of these people. It literally like angered me to the point of wanting to fight these marketers.
And you take a really ideological approach here. I mean, the name of your foundation couldn't be more blunt. It's sort of the F word heroin foundation. And you're committed to treatment. Do you get reimbursement? Are you in the same sort of social services matrix as some of these other groups?
I mean, yeah, obviously we're paid for what we do. However, we're not paid per client. We actually work directly for a treatment center and do everything from, my mom's actually a licensed chemical dependency counselor out of Ohio. And then she's also a life coach down here in Florida. So what we do is, instead of just, you know, dumping people off at treatment centers, which is generally what happens down here, is we're actually at our treatment center for anywhere from 6 to 12 hours a day, talking with our clients, spending time with them, rebuilding their families, setting them up for vocational training, you know, things like that, instead of just getting people on the phone and dumping them in a treatment center and never speaking to them again. You know,
well, this
I mean?
BuzzFeed article that turned us on to what you're doing also profiles this really sad case of Jessica Bostick, who was an addict who was really targeted by scammers, who found herself completely caught up in this entire scam, bounced around from rehab facility to rehab facility, possibly sold into the sex trade, and then given heroin to get high, and then is sent back to a rehab facility. And, you know, the cycle just keeps going almost indefinitely, and you managed to intervene.
Yes, sir. Well, she came down here with us at first originally, and then, you know, she kind of strayed away. And then when she got a hold of us again, that's when, you know, we were like, "Look, this is serious out here." And she started seeing what was happening. And then she, you know, she was like, "Well, what do I need to do?" And at that point, you know, we were able to get her into a decent place. Now she's doing really well. And, you know, the thing that makes me really happy is, you know, when people get out of a really bad situation and learn how to overcome it, like addiction itself, you know. It says in the big book of AA, we're like members of a ship after a wreck. Once we're all safe together, we want to reminisce about that and tell other people how we survived that. And, you know, that's something I see her doing now, not just with her addiction, but, you know, with these corrupt sober livings and treatment centers.
Well, I admire what you've done. Before we go, I want you to give us a sense again in some more detail, because there's a couple of things that we haven't covered here that, again, are just really mind-blowing, how medicine itself is used against these people. For instance, urine tests are kind of the coin of the realm. I mean, they're the currency whereby you cycle people in. How does that work?
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that a cup of urine is worth anywhere from $1,500 to $3,500. And the sick thing about it is, you know, what was happening and what still is happening to these day is treatment centers, they'll get to the point where they've billed everything else that they can on insurance. So then all they have left is urine. So they'll give somebody 7 urine tests a week, which is completely uncalled for. You know, with opiates, you know, you could be tested every 3 to 5 days and you're going to get the same results as you would every single day. But they'll do this and they'll try to charge the maximum amount.
The labs pay for this under insurance, right?
Yeah, I mean, and insurance isn't always going to pay the full amount, but still, even if they're paying 25% of that $3,500 for 90 people. I mean, you could imagine what these places are making just off of urine in a week. You know, it's disgusting.
Franklin Holmes is a former heroin addict in Delray Beach, Florida, and he's founder of a foundation that attempts to intervene to give responsible care to heroin addicts seeking treatment. Franklin, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.